certainly not trying to hit him. I thought in the moment, I just assumed he had a guard on and, you know, was just pissed that I hit him and then saw him in pain. And that was tough. So I'm definitely relieved that he's okay. And he's one of the best players, you know, this century. So he needs to be on the field. It's best for the game. And it's good for us. You know, it's good to compete against him.
Yeah, good response from Spencer Strider last night when asked about hitting Bryce Harper. Obviously, he didn't do it on purpose. Why would he even do it on purpose?
I don't know why
there would be a thought about that, but obviously he didn't do it on purpose. The biggest surprise to me is that Bryce Harper doesn't have an elbow pad on. The way these guys are all padded up there at the plate.
Right.
Ronald Acuna's got pads from fingertips to toes.
All the way down.
And still found a way to foul one off of his toe yesterday.
Yes. I'm like, damn, the one spot that's not covered.
Yeah, we got
the
answer.
That damn ball hit you.
We got the answer, too, because that knee, he's still wearing that knee pad, but they got it color coordinated.
Okay,
all the other pads that he has on.
He was looking stank at Gwinnett with that black one on.
Yeah.
That's random black one with all his other
fresh
gear.
They got him hooked up at the big league level. And I don't know. I mean, it's legal, so... Pad up,
yeah.
Why not?
And I think, you know, the ultimate thing is now, and I know Abe was talking, let's talk about the people in Philly want them to go after Ronald Acuna and everything like that. I don't expect that to happen.
I don't either.
But who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
I mean, it wouldn't.
Baseball's kind of been growing up a little bit.
Yeah, there's like a little bit less retaliatory fastballs.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe don't throw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball at a guy's ribs, but maybe that's just me. But if they do, you know, maybe that's what this team needs. Maybe that's the jolt this team needs. A little fight, you know?
Maybe.
I mean, dust up.
Like, let's get...
Bring them together.
Let's get a bat to a dead Gatorade cooler.
Something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that fires people up. That's just my opinion. But, because I've never... I can just only speak from me. I never got fired up because somebody was tan stuff up. I never forget.
Another grown man having a tantrum didn't get you inspired.
It was so crazy because we had a coach. I never forget. It was Nick Saban's first year. And, what was his name? Coach Bo. Coach Bo was like... He was the assistant D-line coach, assistant strength coach, all that, right? And so the first game, this is a damn preseason game. We're all in the locker room getting ready, and there was like this board, this whiteboard that had the schedule of who goes out when and all those things, right? And so we do it, and so we come back in the locker room, and, you know, it's probably, they call the 2-minute. Referee comes in, 2-minute. That's before you do the prayer. As you know, Bodum went crazy. He knocking and breaking stuff, and let's MF and go and all that. And we're all sitting there in our locker like, hell is wrong with him?
Assistant D-line coach. It's a preseason
and
game.
Then he did it again.
What is he doing?
Oh, he did it again the next game.
Oh, so it's all fake.
Yeah, and so I never get the old head. They were like, hey, man.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
We cool over
we're
here,
good.
Man. We cool over
here. It was his first year not in college?
Yeah. We're like, hey, man, we cool over
That's
here.
That's some college football stuff right there, man.
We cool over here, man. You ain't got to be breaking stuff.
I'm with you. Like, I don't know that any of that would have any effect on this. We were just kind of having fun with it during the break. Like, that's one thing that hasn't happened yet with the Braves is, like, it's been pretty frustrating. I would imagine they're frustrated, wouldn't you think?
Yes.
If we're frustrated watching it, they've got to be frustrated doing it. Nobody's beat up a bullpen phone. There haven't been any players-only meetings. Snit hadn't addressed the team. Nobody's punched a bench and broke their hand. I don't know what they need. Snitbear is still there. Where's the swords guy? Get him back in there. Get Heredia back in there. Get some swords out. I don't know. Baseball's weird and long, and like any weird little galvanizing thing that can get you on the same page.
Yeah.
If it works for you, then it works.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
But also, you can't manufacture it. You can't
fake
man.
It. You can't. And I know a lot of times it's like, who's the leader in the locker room and all those different things. I don't know.
I think that's so overblown with this crew.
I don't know. They've been together so long.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why when we talk about shaking up something, it's so damn far before the end of this damn season. So I hate act like you're in panic mode of having to bring somebody in or whatever. But this might have to be the last year that this group is together collectively.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then that could be from a manager standpoint and a roster standpoint. But I just think with the leadership stuff, I think people point to a few guys specifically when they talk about that. I mean, Freddie was just better than the guy that replaced him. So you're not as good since he left. Dansby's better than the guys that replaced him. So you're not as good as you were when he was on the roster. Like, maybe they were great leaders. They were great baseball players. I know that. The roster was better when those guys were on it. Max Fried a leader?
No.
Now he's pretty quiet, but the rotation was better when he was in it because he was a better player. So I don't think it's a leadership thing. I think it's just like a slow dwindling
of talent.
They're still very talented. Maybe not very talented. They're still pretty talented. But they were really, really talented 3 and 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. They had all those guys.
Yeah, they had dudes.
And all those guys have gotten $200 million contracts to go play elsewhere.
Like, you could have gave it to them.
You could have. Yeah. And then you replaced them with, you know, Orlando Arcia and stuff like that. So maybe that's why. You know, maybe it's not some like rah-rah leadership, somebody controls the clubhouse thing. And maybe it's you've just gotten slightly less good at important positions gradually over the course of the last 4 years. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. All right.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. No, that's not what it is. They need Brian McCann to enforce the law. They need.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy.
Yeah. They need him to be enforcing the locker room. No, I think
that's it.
You don't wear earrings. You have your hair a certain length.
I'll be honest. I'll take that guy back, though. Anytime he wants to come back, he's batting 356 right now. So that'd be pretty cool to have in the lineup. All right. Kirby Smart. At the SEC meetings, Destin on the beach talking to Paul Feinbaum. Even on the beach in Destin, Paul Feinbaum can annoy people. So here's Kirby.
Yeah, I'm excited. Gunner got the message, man. He got the message. You did your job.
Okay. I have admired you and respected you for so many years.
Absolutely.
And I feel like at this point in your career, you need a little help from me.
I appreciate
to get
that.
You to the first game and over the finish line.
I'm glad you did. You've always been. That's why I always come on your show, because I love the fact that you give me that motivation.
I guess there was a clip earlier in the week where they were talking about, I don't know, is it a concern or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, Georgia should be concerned. I don't know how good Gunnar Stockton is, which is a totally reasonable thing to say about Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah, but I don't. My thing is, I laugh at this because we people are so concerned with what kind of stars you have. Gunnar Stockton's a five-star quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, I know that we either used to the transfer quarterback or the freshman phenom quarterback or something like that, and not guys waiting their turn.
I know Georgia does it in the way that nobody does it anymore.
Yeah, you're not used to. I know.
Yeah,
people have a hard time analyzing that. But Gunner was a five star.
Sure was.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm like, okay. I always have fun with Gunner because of the whole pickup truck and all that other stuff. But you know, from what I've heard about him, the dude can play.
Yeah, look, I mean,
the dude can
in
play.
Terms
he,
of.
He came in a bad situation where didn't have enough time.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you're coming in the second half of the SEC game.
Right.
He made some damn throws in that game. He almost cost the damn game because he doesn't play.
It's also like the games he played were the SEC championship game against Texas, right? And then the college football playoff game against Notre Dame, who went to the national championship.
Yeah.
Like, those are the two times he played. He might look better against, like, Eastern Tennessee. You know?
Yeah.
He's probably going to look. He's probably going to have some time to get some feet up. We'll see.
Yeah.
Like, again, if anybody's reaction to how good is Gunnar Stockton going to be is like, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I think that's a reasonable way to react. I do like Kirby being like, yeah, Gunnar heard you.
Yeah. Gunnar heard you.
Ignore the noise, except for when they say specifically negative things about you and then use it as motivation.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I was like, are you serious? Whatever, man. Whatever. Whatever. But it was fun. I think Kirby was having a lot of fun with them. We're obviously going to listen to some sound because they were all fired up over there and down there. Destin's usually a place where I like to go and it's calm.
Yeah, and they normally go and
they
it's
go down,
calm.
It's calm and it's a good time.
Yeah, they go down, they do a little media, they drink some beers, they play some golf, they hang out.
Was it like a
– Now we have to like
– Was it like a group email and like Lane Kiffin hit send all?
I don't know.
And that made everybody mad or
something? Lane was trying to chill. Like Lane was the reasonable one. That was the – we'll play some of that later in the show with Lane Kiffin sitting down with Paul Feinbaum. I thought that was a really funny 4 minutes. I just like his dry sense of humor. But, I don't know. Greg Sankey's out there talking about changing everything, and everyone's all mad about it.
But I'm like, what is the change? Why?
We got to go to 9 games.
Like,
and if we go to 9 games, we got to go to 16 teams. If we go to 16 teams, we got to have automatic qualifiers. Yeah, and if we got automatic qualifiers.
Stop being so damn greedy.
Yeah.
God almighty. Well, yeah. Everything don't always got to be changed.
Amen, Randy.
God almighty.
Amen. Sometimes things were good.
Sometimes they were. Yeah, sometimes things were.
Sometimes things were good. I know. Everybody's got to fix everything all
the time. Leave the comforter to where it was, lady. You know, I like the comforter.
You know the thing they wanted?
I don't want to change comforters.
We don't need a duvet cover either.
New comforter?
Duvet covers are too hard to put on.
What the hell are you talking about? What the hell is a duvet for?
I don't know. It's to cover the comforter.
But still, like, you got to line the corners up.
I know,
right?
It sucks.
Let's just get an all-in-one.
Yeah, I know.
Get an all-in-one, and then when it
duvets
needs to be cleaned,
are the biggest scams in the entire linen industry.
Take it to the dry cleaner.
Or just get a new one. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Duvets, I don't need it. I'm so with you on the duvets.
I put my foot down. I'm not helping anymore.
She went and bought one of the clips that you put in the corner to make it stay.
Yeah.
I hate them
things. I just have the little ties. Yeah, I'm like, man, you got it.
Whatever, man.
Can you help me flip the duvet? Absolutely not.
I'm so sick of that damn
thing. Absolutely not. Just get a comforter that's not, like, bleached white.
Does she have that big-ass bed pillow, too?
Big
U?
Oh, no, we don't have the U. We have the big one that goes the full length this way.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then we have the two giant ones that go in front of it.
Do you think when she was pregnant and everything, I think Vash was born on January 15th. We got home from the hospital on the 17th. I threw that thing away on the 18th. Like, ladies and fellas, y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on, man.
We're having people over on Sunday.
Uh-oh. So
you know there's going to be more pillows purchased.
Pillows purchased.
We got to upgrade our outdoor pillows.
And deep.
Well, because the side deck now is like, it's not crap anymore.
So you got to show it off.
Yeah. But all that money we saved by me and my brother building it, we have to spend on outdoor furniture and pillows. I swear to God, Randy, we have 400 pillows in my house. More pillows than anybody could possibly ever need. But if you want to have a pillow fight, my house is the place to do it. I don't know what that has to do with Kirby Smart, but you don't have to change everything all the time, okay? Sometimes stuff's good. Let it breathe. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. Pretty good one last night. Tyrese Halliburton's unbelievable. Unbelievable basketball player. We'll talk about that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.